Hello and welcome to the Lighten Up podcast with Lauren Polly, your invitation for living on the lighter side of life. I'm Lauren Polly, and I am delighted you have chosen to join me today for episode 245, also known as episode number one in the Roadmap to Resiliency podcast series. I'm doing an eight-part series on the resiliency roadmap for entrepreneurs to go with my brand new ebook on the same topic. It is an entrepreneurial well-being guide, and I'm so excited to dive into it. Before we begin, I want to diversify and perhaps expand our perception and definition of what an entrepreneur is. Entrepreneur, yes, you're in your own business, you're moving and you're grooving. I talk a lot to heart-based, purpose-based entrepreneurs, people who really are in the middle of a passion project and trying to figure out how to get it out in a creative way in the world. But I also want those of you who maybe don't have a business, but have a side passion project, have something creating that is bubbling and bursting, and maybe it's a creative project that doesn't have any income yet, but maybe something that you want to grow into. I, for one, never defined myself as an entrepreneur. It took me a while to figure out that I actually had a business, as strange as that sounds. I always had a normal, quote unquote, 9 to 5 job at the hospital. So for me, really, the side jobs, the side hustles, the passion projects became something that turned into a business, but it started with me just exploring. I really wanted to be able to take care of myself and in the middle of all the stress I was under with the hospital gig. So I dove into yoga and meditation and energy techniques, really just for myself, but because I wanted the deeper knowledge, guess where I ended up? In the teacher training programs. And from there, being a lifelong learner and a lifelong sharer, it was just a natural extension to start teaching. And then, of course, my book and everything came after that. I just went bigger and bigger with it. And even after all of the award-winning books and all that kind of stuff, I was still like, huh, I don't really know if I have a business. Someone said, oh, you're an entrepreneur. And I'm like, really? I didn't know that. And I feel like there's so many of us in that boat where, yes, we do have a creative side. We have a passion project. We are out and about creating. It may not be our main source of income yet. It may be something we're trying to build up to being the main source of our income, but we're entrepreneurs all the same. We are looking at how we can offer something different to the world. And again, if you are purpose-based, heart-based, you are really looking not just at the income potential, but you're looking at the creative expression in the world. And for me, this resiliency conversation is so exciting because it's a muscle I've had to build time and time again through the passion project stage, absolutely, but really in that bridging, the bridging gap of going from a passion project to spending more money and investing more into it, to having a bigger reach in the world, and to then getting into income and really looking at how to make it a self-sustaining business entity in the world. So whether or not you actually identify with being a quote unquote entrepreneur, I invite you to really listen to this because resiliency is something we need on a human level, just being alive on the planet, this ability to bounce back, to handle the ups and the downs, and to not get our feathers ruffled so much that we just want to quit. And I know a lot of us have been there just on a human level in the past couple of years. It's been quite intense, but I'd like you to take a second and self-reflection. How much of that resiliency and that ability to bounce back has gone unnoticed by you? How many times have you had something that you really, 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 really wanted to create, relationship, business, passion project, whatever, and maybe it didn't go so good? I've been there. I have launched many things creatively, and it was interesting because it wasn't like, wow, I spent so much time and effort and money and resources to get that out, and nobody wanted it. It was way more of a self-identification of I put myself out into the world and nobody wanted me. And I feel like that is such the crux point of a lot of our mental, emotional angst in the world. It's not necessarily that we can't handle the ups and the downs. It's that putting ourselves out there is something that we really want to do. Making a creative contribution is something we really want to do. Living the quality of life that we want and kind of going by our own rules, maybe not the 9-to-5 gig, something that we really want to do. And when we make a unique offering and we put our heart and our soul into it, and it's not received, and it feels like people don't want it, it is soul crushing. I get it. I have been there. I still go through it. I mean, even now, me launching this new ebook, and there's going to be a membership program that goes along with it. Very excited. That's coming up in June. Even with all of that, there's this kind of PTSD thing that's going through my mind of, wow, we've been here before, where we had a creative contribution and we put time and effort to make it really pretty and delicious feeling. And then we let the little baby go out into the world. And some of my projects have gone really well. I was blessed that my book did so good. Other ones didn't do well. There were crickets. There wasn't anyone who really wanted it. And one of the biggest crux points with this resiliency conversation is that over-identification with it. Again, it's not that people didn't want what you offered, it's that people didn't want you. And so, looking back at how many times you have put yourself out there in any context and you didn't feel received, sit with that for a second, but also don't sit so long that you don't take note and acknowledge where you did bounce back. Every single one of us had had this experience. Every single one of us has been rejected in one way or the other. And when we self-identify with what we're putting out into the world, it's even harder. This movement with entrepreneurs lately into heart-centered, purpose-based, but also like a personal brand, right? Where your business is you, and the way you showcase it on social media and out and about in products is really you living it. It's really invited a lot of us to over-identify with what we're putting out, and that separation of rejection sometimes, again, doesn't go to just the product you put out, but it actually comes into you. And what happens when we don't feel received? What happens to like that little kid who comes up and gives you a gift and the parent just kind of like brushes it off, like it's not that big of a deal? Well, it teaches us that putting something out there is a really, really vulnerable place to be and may not be safe to continue. And it also has that underlying current that maybe what we have isn't good enough, and maybe what we felt called to with all of our being to put out really wasn't that big of a deal after all. So if you've had that experience as an entrepreneur, I feel you. I've been there. Trust me, it's up and down battles, absolutely. And I'm sorry you had to go through it. I'm sorry any of us do. But resiliency, you have already bounced back from numerous scenarios where this happened, professionally and personally. We all have. So next time those jitters come about putting something out into the world, just keep note of that. You have done this before and you have bounced back. So what is resiliency? Resiliency, of course, is this bouncing back idea. It is not getting your feathers ruffled. It's not getting lost in a ditch somewhere and just giving up and saying, never mind. It is really the ability to day in, day out, handle what's coming at you in a way where you don't lose your center. And that is easier to do in some times than others, especially in the entrepreneur world where money is a factor, taking care of yourself is a factor. Sometimes having so many clients that having any time for self-care is very difficult. There are so many different scenarios with this. And one of the reasons I'm called to talk to the entrepreneurs like myself is, again, I feel like you're testing your mettle more than the average person. I feel like I've tested my mettle in the entrepreneur world more than I have in my 9-to-5 gig. And I have a master's degree and work in a hospital. It's a very hot stat kind of environment. It is nothing compared to putting myself out there as me in my creative voice. And so really this ebook that's coming out, this series that I'm doing, we're going to be breaking it down into different categories of really what is required to have this resilient backbone. What is required to really have with your mindset, your self-care, your mental and emotional health, and then also how are you creatively aligning with that as you move and put yourself out into the world? For today's conversation, I'd really just like you to sit in the pocket of self-awareness, again, where you have not been received, where your gift hasn't been received, and where you may have been categorizing that in your head or cataloging it as not okay to continue. Where has it been stopping you, and where is your creativity and your creative voice been staunched because of it? This, like, you know, I love alliteration. If you've noticed, a lot of my products have same letters, and I keep thinking about entrepreneurs being stuck, stifled, and stressed. And all of those three things come into this bucket when you do not get received and things don't take off the way you think that they are. But especially that stifled, you know, if you can really look right now about how stifled you are in your creative endeavors, and what you could do if you actually pop the lid off. And extra challenge for you, if you didn't need anyone to receive it, if you didn't need one dime coming in, if you didn't need anyone else to go, you know what, that thing right there that really assisted me, what would you create? And a lot of us have played with this question and this exploration. It's a really popular one. If you couldn't fail, what would you do? If you knew you couldn't fail, what would you do? But even with that, if you do not do this deeper work of really categorizing and looking at where you've cataloged past experiences of not being received, and you haven't gone the extra mile of really looking and acknowledging where you have bounced back from that, you can ask that question, but you're still going to be limited on what you do. And it's a fun fantasy, but hey, what about actually bringing that fantasy into reality? That is something I've been playing with a lot these past couple of years of I've got a lot of ideas. I've got a lot of different ways that I'd like to like reach out and help people. And also just have a creative voice in the world, whether or not it actually helps anybody. Just having that self-expression for me is really, really important. I don't feel good as myself if I don't actually have that. And so coming at it from that angle and really looking at what you can create to make yourself feel good, have that creative voice without the need for anybody else to be there, would that open up some extra space for you to start going and playing and exploring with it? Resiliency is a huge topic. We're going to talk a lot about that on the coming seven episodes. They're going to be a little bit more specific and self-reflective, just to go along with the ebook, because it's kind of a workbook combined with it. We're going to talk about mental health is not a journey. And sorry, it's not a destination, it is a journey. Mind-body connection, self-care, individuality, and self-expression. Creating for purpose, not necessarily for profit, but including the profit along the way. A lot of different hot topics that, again, we need to dig into if we're going to build the backbone, the ability to stand strong in what you're offering and to have your feet underneath you. I use that a lot if you've listened to this podcast before, and people are always like, what do you mean having your feet underneath you? I always feel like if I'm standing in the ocean and having the waves kind of rock me, and how easy it is to be tipped over. Having my feet underneath me is having a solid foundation and really knowing that I'm safe and I'm strong there. And if we can build that sensation, I am safe and I am strong here. The creative ability that we have and this ability to put ourselves out into the world, to be a contribution, to let ourselves gift what we want to gift without the need for how it lands, but to fill our own cup with it. That's the promise of this. That's where we're going. I'm safe. I am secure. I am strong. And therefore, I have a creative voice in the world. And you know, no matter what, you're going to make a contribution, even if you're contributing to yourself. Those of you out there who are heart-based, purpose-based caregivers of the world, if you didn't have to save anybody else, if you didn't have to help them, but if you just really knew that no matter what, you were contributing to your energetic expression in the world, your own unique voice, what would that change? And would you have more ability to bounce back from all your past disappointments? That is the invitation. That is the hope. Stay tuned. There's going to be seven more episodes on this topic, diving a little bit more in detail. There'll be a topic each week to go with each chapter of my new ebook. It is free to download. Just go on my website, laurenpolley.com. It's going to be right there on the homepage. Enjoy and please join me on this journey. Again, entrepreneurs are just people who are looking for a creative voice in the world, living their passion, being able to actually have that in their life. It is a beautiful, beautiful journey, but it is one that is testing your mettle constantly, especially the bigger you go. So I'm happy to pass along the things that I learned and together, moving forward, you know, if there are more of us actually willing and able to put ourselves out, knowing that we had the ability to bounce back from anything that came our way, stand strong and safe, and therefore have a creative voice in the world, I think the world would be a lot different. And so I'm excited to be on this journey with you. Have an amazing week. And as always, I will chat with you next Tuesday.